Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ, and welcome back to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. So, big news, Lightning made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Very happy about that. They lost their first game. The next game that they're playing, I believe, is on Monday, and they have to win that game. They have to. If they lose that game, then they're going to be down 2-0 on a great team like the Rangers, number one seeded in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, they're going to be – it's going to be a tough match if they go down 2-0. They're going to have to come home. They're going to have to win those two games at home against a great team. So it's going to be interesting. Of course, two great goalies in Lundqvist and Ben Bishop. So it's going to be very interesting there. And, of course, the Lightning are going to have to take some shots. They're going to have to be aggressive. They're not going to be able to look for that perfect shot. If you look at the Rangers-Capitals game, the way that the Capitals were playing all series long was a crazy, you know, fast, get that shot type of game. And that's the only way that they'd be able to stay in the series, because the Rangers are a great defensive team, and they can really, I mean, if you look at that first period of the Lightning-Rangers game in Game 1, the Lightning were, you know, getting outplayed, severely outplayed. And then in the second period, they were still getting outplayed. In the third period, they really took that sense of urgency and really decided to turn up the heat and, you know, start taking shots and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, they lost, right? But I'm not going to blame their loss on Ben Bishop. I'm not going to blame it on anybody besides the team. The team really has to come together, get that sense of urgency, and it's really showing how young they are. It's really showing, you know, them not being experienced. So they're going to have to come out with that sense of urgency in the second game, win this game, come home, and it'll be tied up 1-1, and then, if we can get two wins, amazing, you know, but I'm not expecting that against a great team. I'm hoping for one. I definitely do not want to get swept in the series, and I'm looking for the Lightning to hit for the Stanley Cup Finals. That's really what I'm looking for here. I really want them to do well and beat the Rangers and go on to face either the Blackhawks or the Ducks. Two great teams. It's going to be interesting. Anyway, I really hope that the Lightning will be able to win, pull it together. And, you know, looking at that game, the very last goal, right, that within, I think it was like 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go, the Rangers, they shot, and that's the thing. You shoot the puck, and you may get lucky. It's luck, you know? You may get lucky. That's why you just shoot the puck randomly. Not randomly, but you get a pretty good shot, and you shoot the puck, you know? And because if you saw in that last goal for the Rangers, it deflected off the guy and went into the goal. You know, that's what happens when you shoot every possession that you get down. Now, take it this way, right? The Lightning are facing a great defense in the Rangers. They hardly ever got it past their own half, you know, their own half court, right? Or half ice, I guess you call it. The Rangers are a good defensive team. That Lundqvist didn't have to block a lot of shots. And, you know, it's going to be very hard for the Lightning to win this series against such a great defensive team. But now remember this, the Lightning are the fastest team in the league. They have a lot of offensive firepower. They're just not using it right. The Rangers, they do not have an offensive team. They have a defensive team. They give the puck a lot on offense. They don't take very good shots. But they are a great defensive team.
And, you know, having an award-winning goalie, of course, is going to help that. So the Lightning are really going to have to pull it together. I know I've said that a few times now, but, you know, really they are. Anyway, that's pretty much it for this segment. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. We'll be right back to talk about the James Winston controversy and the NBA playoffs. Stay right here.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ, and we're going to get into this Jameis Winston controversy. First off, if you would like to call in and ask me about the Tampa Bay Lightning or Jameis Winston or any of that, call in using 347-826-7388 and call in to me and ask me what, you know, questions or whatever. So, anyway, I would also like to say I am on the sports web every Sunday or Saturday at 4. If you would like to tune in, then you can. So, anyway, it's on the Tan Talk Radio Network, 1340 AM. Make sure to go check it out. Anyway, getting into this Jameis Winston controversy, first off, I want to talk about Bobby Bowden and how the media has covered this story and how, you know, what happened, right? So, basically, Bobby Bowden said this. Jameis Winston is one of the best players to ever come out of Florida State. And that is a statement from Bobby Bowden. Right off the bat, that's a statement, right? But then he goes on to say, but at Florida State, he was an embarrassment. And I will tell you this. Jameis Winston, he will tell you that he's not proud of what he did. He's embarrassed about what he did. And not even that much. I mean, he stole crab legs, right? And the story about they're not that they that he had, you know, this type of deal with the cashier or whatever, that was proven not true. But still, I mean, he stole crab legs. I mean, it's not a felony. They weren't over $100, I don't think. And, you know, it's not that bad. You know, it's like dudes in college. Of course, he's getting more money than the regular college kid, but again, he's still in college, so and he's on a scholarship, but, you know, most of these college kids don't really have a lot of money, and I would say he shouldn't be getting bashed for this. You know, he's getting bashed every day by new things, and really the media, the way the media covered this story is really what's making me upset, because Bobby Bowden said he was an embarrassment at Florida State, and like I said, Jameis Winston would agree, but he also said that he was a very he's one of the best players to ever come out of Florida State. And you know what? You can't say that, you know, Bobby Bowden did not, when he was coaching, he did not have some people come out of his team that were an embarrassment. You know, not all of his players were an embarrassment. Think about like Warwick Dunn, I think Derek Brooks too. So, you know, it's very controversial. Also, you know, Lovie Smith and his team really, you know, the Bucs really went into this case And they probably studied it for a couple of months, man, you know, vetting every possible situation. And, you know, the Bucks, they're gamblers, but they're not stupid. So, you know, that I'm sure they went into this case, checked all the ins and outs of it, and it's really just the media that's messing this up. It kind of reminds me of politics, to be honest. And it's very, you know, crazy. Also, you know, there's even more accusations right now. I'm reading this article that says Winston is possibly being investigated for accepting money for autographs. Are you kidding me right now? Like, why? Why are you targeting this kid so much? I know it's his rookie season, and he's coming into the NFL with very high hopes, coming off of, you know, two great seasons. And it's going to be interesting. And you know what? Jameis Winston is you know, a player that, a quarterback that has the it factor. And we have not had that it factor for a long time. We have not had it. You know, I mean, if you look back, I think the last quarterback that really had the it factor for the Bucs was Doug Williams, and how, you know, he handled the team and really was a leader like that. But Winston, right now, if you look at what Winston is doing, you know, he's screening all the rookies when they come off the bus. As soon as they came off the bus that first day, speaking of first days, just want to congratulate Dante Fowler. The Jacksonville Jaguars on injuring Dante Fowler for the rest of the season with an ACL injury on the first day of practice, 30 minutes, you know. Like, it's not something to joke about, but it's like, golly, why do the Jaguars have such bad luck? And, you know, I really feel bad for the kid. I really feel bad for Dante Fowler. Anyway, moving on. Winston, he, you know, they're covering this guy inside now. You know, they're you might as well have cameras set up at his apartment because, you know, the dude is being targeted. He's being targeted by the media and all these people. And, you know, Bobby Bowden really was led into saying that Winston was embarrassment, right, by the interviewer. So, and, you know, it's the media's job to be unbiased and, you know, to have that sense of, you know, some sort of conduct, you know, like integrity and dignity, I guess I should say. You know, not to go after these kids. It's their first year. Just let it be, man. The ones with Erica, the accusations with Erica Kingsman were, he wasn't arrested and he wasn't charged. And, you know, they're bringing that up in this article. As well as it says here, former Auburn running back Bo Jackson also criticized Winston and said he has reached out to the FSU quarterback in the past. I really don't know who is giving this young man guidance, Jackson said. I have attempted, and I have communicated with him, and I just talked to him like I was his dad. If I told you what I told him, it'll probably singe the hairs in your ears. And, you know, that was said by Bo Jackson. Now, I have not read that whole interview between Bo Jackson about Jameis Winston, but I feel like there's a little bit of a twist in that quote right there. You know, it's like, what could you have possibly said, right? Who is guiding this young man? You know, Jameis Winston, he's an adult, but, you know, his family, you know, he comes from Alabama, and, you know, he has this Alabama family type deal, and those are the people that are guiding him, and they're not sending him in the wrong direction. Think about it, right? One of the only, you know, problems, I'm not going to say James Winston is a perfect kid, but he's a good kid with good intentions. I mean, really, the crab legs, he can't go one place walking into a Publix with crab legs in his hands without getting his picture taken. You know, it's ridiculous how he's being treated and how the media is covering it. Really, that's the only problem that he's had. Everything else, all the other accusations, the sexual assault that was accused by Erica Kingsman has been disproved. Now they're coming up with another investigation about possibly accepting money for autographs. I mean, what are they doing? Like, why? Why do you have to, you know, just come after this guy so much? and it really, really gets you under his skin. Anyway, Fisher has come to Winston's defense. Jimbo Fisher, the current current coach of the Florida State Seminoles, has come to his defense and says, called Winston a very mature person who can put things away like a man does. So, you know, there's people that have known him for a lot longer. Think about it. Bo Jackson, I don't know how much he's known James Winston. I don't know any of that. You know, he might have given him a call. He might not have. You know, it might be the media twisting the story around, trying to put and you know what? Also, Bobby Bowden, it sounds like sour apples. Or sour grapes, not apples. Sour grapes. You know, maybe he's just a little upset. I don't know. But really, I'm really upset with how the media's covered this. Winston is our boy. Winston's coming to Tampa. We're happy about it. He's going to get his win. And really, I hope we do. I hope he gets the playoffs, and I hope we do well. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, stay right here on PJ Sports Talk. These places will be every Sunday at 3. If you want to call in using 347-826-7388. Call in and talk to me. And we're going to hit the commercials real quick here, and then we'll be right back there here.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. We're going to get into this NBA playoffs conversation here. First off, I want to say congratulations to the Atlanta Hawks on beating the Wizards. What a great series. Really back and forth. Very exciting. Also, the Cavaliers beating the Bulls, going on to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Hawks. That'll be a very good series. As well as today, we're going to look at Clippers and Rockets going up against each other. It's going to be interesting to see if James Harden can pull out, you know, a clutch victory or how we do it. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, Houston, Dwight Howard and James Harden leading the charge. Of course, Jason Terry at point guard really doing well. Chris Paul averaging 21 points a game with Blake Griffin's 25. Really them two leading the charge. So it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to this game 7, and I'll be at 3:30 right after the show on ABC. Anyway, they will be going up against the Golden State Warriors, who they went to, and it's, you know, we're going to see how that plays out. It's going to be I'm predicting that it's going to be the Rockets and the Golden State Warriors. I hope it's the Clippers because I really like Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, but we'll see how that goes. Cavaliers are going to be playing at Hawks on Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. NBA final predictions, NBA championship predictions. We're going to go with, in the finals, I have Golden State and the Cavaliers. I mean, those two teams look hot, and I'm going to look for them to, you know, be in that final game. And for the winner, I really hope it's the Cavaliers, but it might be Golden State. I can't really predict that right now. It's a little too far out. You know, we got injuries that might come up. You know, you got all that sort of stuff. Suspensions, it really depends. Anyway, so also, Paul Pierce, 37, he's 37 years old, getting up there. He says these seasons get harder and harder every year. You know, he's getting old, man. And well, in sports, you know, he's 37, you know, getting old in sports. But yeah, so also the Warriors in that Western or the Western semifinals against the Grizzlies. Stephen Curry throws up a 62-footer among 8 three-pointers, and the Warriors beat the Memphis Grizzlies in a third straight game. Curry scored 32 points and 8 three-pointers, so very good game from him. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes. You know, the Hawks really got screwed over. The Wizards really got screwed over, you know, with Paul Pierce leading the charge and with John Wall. And, you know, Paul Pierce hits a clutch three in one of the games, and then Al Horford just comes back with a buzzer beater with, you know, no time left on the clock. Really feel bad for Paul Pierce and the Wizards. They put up a great fight. They, you know, that's the first, you know, one of the first times they've ever been back. Really feel bad for Washington, D.C. right now in sports. I mean, think about it. You got the Capitals making it to the Eastern Conference semifinals and then losing in Game 7. You got the Wizards losing Game 6 to the Hawks. You know, it really just sucks right now for Washington sports. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about freestyle real quick. I'm going to do a little bit of freestyle. Basically, this is where I talk about, you know, whatever's on my mind and really bring up, you know, stuff from around the nation. Anyway, I want to talk about the movie Tomorrowland. I want to go see that movie so badly. It looks so good. It's going to be in 3D in IMAX theaters and, you know, of course, regular theaters too. And it looks like a very interesting movie with, you know, things like they have a Tomorrowland badge, this little badge thing where, you know, it takes you to Tomorrowland and then you let go of it and it takes you back to the present. And, you know, it looks like a really interesting movie starring George Clooney. Anyway, I'm going to go see that over the, it comes out next Friday, so I'm probably going to go see it 2 Wednesdays from now, so we'll see. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. I will see you next Sunday. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Have a great Monday, and I will see you next weekend. Make sure to check out the Sports Web Saturdays at 4, and talk the talk and walk the walk. See you next week.